The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. We're going to start out on this episode with the Carolina Theater in Durham. Of course, that's on West Morgan Street. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. The phone number for details of programs going on there, 919-560-3030. All right, coming up Thursday, November 9th, it's an evening with Randy Newman, with songs that run the gamut from heartbreaking to satirical and a host of unforgettable film scores. Randy Newman has used his many talents to create music masterpieces widely recognized by generations of audiences. In addition to his solo recordings and regular international touring, Newman began composing and scoring for films in the 1980s. The list of movies he has worked on since then includes The Natural, Awakenings, Ragtime, all three Toy Story pictures, Seabiscuit, James and the Giant Peach, A Bug's Life, Disney Pixar's Monsters, Inc., and Monsters University, and most recently, Cars 3. Randy Newman tickets, $63.25 to $93.25. All right, Monday, November 13th, it is Irma Thomas and the Blind Boys of Alabama, the Preservation Hall Legacy Quintet. If the French Quarter is the musical heart of New Orleans, then Preservation Hall is its heartbeat. Take a group of longtime performers from the venerable concert hall, combine them with the Crescent City Soul Queen, Irma Thomas, throw in the spiritual authority of the Blind Boys of Alabama, and you get a very special evening of music that showcases the heart and soul of New Orleans. Ticket prices at $39.50. Wednesday, November 15th, it's Squeeze. It's 1973 in South London. Teenage friends Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook form the band that will see them dub the new Lennon and McCartney. Over 35 years later, with their legacy intact and as vital as it has ever been, the group Squeeze is still touring and reminding fans worldwide just why they have left such an indelible impression on the UK's music scene. Tickets are $39.50 and $49.50. Thursday, November 16th at Carolina Theater, it's Judy Collins. Collins has inspired audiences with sublime vocals, boldly vulnerable songwriting, personal life triumphs, and a firm commitment to social activism. In the 1960s, she evoked both the idealism and steely determination of a generation united against social and environmental injustices. Tickets start at $39.50. Friday, November 17th, the Mavericks. This genre-defying Mavericks are declaring their independence and stepping out on their own with Brand New Day. It's a follow-up to the widely praised albums Mono in 2015 and In Time in 2013. Splashing the same exhilarating, beyond-category style that has defined the Mavericks, the new album introduces a collection of taut, energetic, economical songs, sure to be embraced by both original fans of their top 10 albums and hit singles of the 90s, and a new generation of listeners who have joined the party since their triumphant 2012 reunion. Ticket prices range from $39.50 to $69.50. Saturday, November 18th at Carolina Theater, Darren Knight's Southern Mama and Them Comedy Tour. Real-life comedy when you need to laugh. Comedian Darren Knight, a.k.a. Southern Mama, is a social media celebrity. He sold out over 110 straight comedy shows in 12 months and has over 2 million fans. Southern mamas say he's the funniest man in America. He's been compared to Jeff Foxworthy as the next star of redneck comedy. Show starts at 7:30. The tickets are $30. Sunday, November 19th, from the Masters of Romanticism to the Master of Nationalism. Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle concert starts at 3 and the tickets are $30. Friday, November 24th, a Motown Christmas starring the Motown Experience. It's an all-star lineup of world-class vocalists drawn from the ranks of the legendary groups that made timeless classics. This dynamic vocal group is assembled from members of the Capitals, they did the Cool Jerk, the Miracles, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Hollywood Walk of Fame inductees, and from former members of the Temptations. Tickets are $44.50 and $54.50. That's a Motown Christmas Friday, November 24th. Saturday and Sunday, November 25 and 26, Gene Robertson. This 6-foot-2 lady, at age 13 she was, perhaps it was the indication of a future speaking career that would soar to great heights. No, professional speaking might not have been predicted when Jean was in the 7th grade at Graham, North Carolina, when and where she would have been voted most likely to make the basketball team and least likely to be a contestant in the Miss America pageant. She did make the team, but as Miss North Carolina 1963, she also competed in the Miss America pageant, where she was named Miss Congeniality. Tickets start at $35, and the show Saturday night is at 7:30. The program on Sunday is at 4. I've seen this lady. She is very, very funny. Tuesday, November 28th, the Drag Queen Christmas, the Naughty Tour. Friday, December 1st, the Lynn Grissett Quintet. A formally educated professional musician, Grissett is a truly dedicated artist, a member of the New Power Generation Horns, the horn section of the band New Power Generation, once led by the late great musical genius Prince. Lynn has performed around the world as both a solo artist and as part of elite level ensembles. All right, let's move on to Carrie's Coke Booth Amphitheater. November 24th to January 14th, the ever-popular North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival returns to Coke Booth. 6 to 10 o'clock each evening, closed on Mondays except for December 25th and January 1st. Once again transformed into a magnificent setting when the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival returns this holiday season. The festival will include more than 20 displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. In what proved to be a fan favorite last year, the spectacular Chinese Dragon on Symphony Lake will return to mesmerize visitors. Each larger-than-life lantern will once again wow visitors with their amazing craftsmanship, cultural significance, and artistic beauty. A new feature this year will be the addition of cultural performances and artisan crafts. Performances will include traditional Chinese dance, foot juggling, and vase juggling. Tickets, kids 2 and under are free, no ticket needed. Ages 3 through 17, $10. And adults 18 plus, the tickets are $15. And the tickets are date specific. There are discounts on select nights along with group discounts. Stage performances will take place each evening at 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30. Pets, weapons, food and beverages, and drones are not permitted. Let's move on to DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center on Vivian Street in Durham. Thursday, November 9th, Straight No Chaser If the phrase male a cappella group conjures up an image of students in blue blazers, ties, and khakis singing traditional college songs on ivied campuses, think again. The group Straight No Chaser is neither straight-laced nor straight-faced, but neither are they vaudeville-style kitsch. Straight No Chaser is the real deal. Friday, November 10th, The Legend of Zelda, Symphony of the Goddesses. This performance brings the Zelda franchise to life with a 66-piece orchestra, 24-person choir, and a reimagined score that includes new movements from more recently released Zelda games such as Skyward Sword and the highly anticipated Breath of the Wild, while still paying homage to classic installments. Saturday, November 11th, it's Tori Amos. Amos is one of the most successful, prolific, and influential artists of her generation. The concert is in support of Native Invader, Tori's 15th studio album. Sunday, November 12th, John McLaughlin and Jimmy Herring for the Meeting of the Spirits tour. McLaughlin's first comprehensive U.S. trek in nearly a decade, he revisits slices of the catalog for the first time in 40 years. Monday and Tuesday, November 13 and 14, it's Bon Iver. A new album, the first in 5 years, 22 a million, has received ecstatic praise as band founder Justin Vernon delves into the realm of indie folktronica. Thursday, November 16th, Neil deGrasse Tyson. The award-winning scientist will captivate guests by sharing his insights into modern cosmology, astrophysics, and all manner of things about the universe. Tyson is the recipient of 20 honorary doctorates and the NASA Distinguished Public Service Medal, the highest award given by NASA to a non-government citizen. His contributions to the public appreciation of the cosmos have been recognized by the International Astronomical Union in their official naming of asteroid 13123 Tyson. On the lighter side, Tyson was voted the sexiest astrophysicist alive by People magazine in the year 2000. All right, also coming up at DPAC, Friday, November 17th, it's Louis Black, the Rant White and Blue Tour. Black, Grammy-nominated, award-winning stand-up comedian, is one of the most prolific and popular performers working today. Saturday, November 18th, the OJs, with special guest, the Dramatics. The OJs helped form the soundtrack for the lives of several generations. Few bands are celebrated with inductions into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and the official R&B Music Hall of Fame, plus a BET Lifetime Achievement Award. The OJs were at the forefront of 70s soul music, wrapping up a lengthy string of modern R&B classics, including Backstabbers, Love Train, For the Love of Money, I Love Music, Darlin' Darlin' Baby, and Used to Be My Girl. They helped put Philly Soul on the map. Sunday, November 19th, Rodrigo E. Gabriela 10th Anniversary Tour. Friday, November 24th, the Hip Hop Nutcracker. Saturday, November 25th, St. Vincent Fear of the Future Tour. Sunday, November 26th, the Brian Setzer Orchestra. November 28th through December 3rd, the School of Rock. And Tuesday, December 5th, 98 degrees at Christmas. Oh, and I didn't want to mention Wednesday, December 6th, American Idol winner Fantasia, Christmas after midnight. Don't forget the Broadway hit and national phenomenon Hamilton is headed to Durham next year. The national tour of the popular musical will be part of Durham Performing Arts Center's 2018-2019 SunTrust Broadway season. All right, we're going to move on to Carolina Performing Arts. This is at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, unless noted. Thursday and Friday, November 9 and 10, Big Dance Theater. This is 17C. It's built around the 17th century diaries of Englishman Samuel Pepys. A startling precursor to our own social media culture, he was compelled to assign an almost constant real-time meaning to his daily existence, from his bunions, infidelities, and perversions, to his meetings with the king. Curtain goes up at 7:30 on the 9th and at 8 o'clock on the 10th. Thursday and Friday, November 16 and 17 at Carolina Performing Arts, Octavia E. Butler's Parable of the Sower. Singer, songwriter, guitarist Toshi Aragon is a celebration of all that's progressive and uplifting in American music. Written by Toshi in collaboration with her mother, iconic singer, scholar, and activist Bernice Johnson Aragon, this powerful theatrical event brings together 200 years of black music to give life to Octavia E. Butler's acclaimed science fiction novel with revealing insights on gender, race, and the future of human civilization. Starts at 7:30 on Thursday evening and at 8 o'clock on Friday evening. Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd, The Nutcracker, presented by Carolina Ballet. This holiday fantasy classic captures the irrepressible imagination of a child's world in which all things are possible. Toys spring to life, children appear out of thin air, and dancers float high above the stage in this gorgeous production featuring lavish scenery, live orchestra, and more than 100 performers. Performances are at 2 and 8 on Saturday, and then at 2 on Sunday. That's The Nutcracker, presented by Carolina Ballet, Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. All right, here we go with one that I hope I don't murder too badly. Thursday, December 7th, Katia Buniatishvili. She's known for her jaw-dropping technique, tempestuous energy, and refined musical sensibility. A winner of the Horowitz Piano Competition in Kiev, she embraces pianists of earlier generations such as Rachmaninoff, Richter, and Glenn Gould, along with her idol, Martha Argerich, to whom she has been compared. The concert starts at 7:30. Then Saturday, December 9th, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. In this much-anticipated annual tradition, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis spreads holiday cheer with swinging renditions of your favorite music, joined by special guest vocalists Catherine Russell and Kenny Washington. They perform sacred and secular holiday classics such as Count Basie's Jingle Bells, Billie Holiday's I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That concert starts at 8 o'clock. Arts NC State, Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. You can call 919-515-1100 for details. Events, or most of them, are held at Cali Student Union Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock, unless noted. November 9 through the 19th, Beowulf, Lord of the Bros, the musical. This is obviously based on the Beowulf. Loosely based on Beowulf. It must be really loose. University Theater presents the world premiere of this modern musical bromantic rock comedy for the ages. Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. Saturday, November 11th, it's Red Barat. NPR hails Red Barat as the best party band in years for their high-energy, gut-busting fusion of jazz, hip-hop, beats, rock, muscle, Funky Go-Go and Scalding Hot Bhangra, a type of popular music combining Punjabi folk traditions with Western pop music. Red Bharat has toured to acclaim worldwide from Bonnaroo to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the White House, to the Olympic Games. How about that, huh? Duke performances, and we're going to start off Thursday, November 9th. The phone number there, 919-660-3356. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, November 9th, Yasmin Levy, mixing flamenco and fado, Hebrew and Spanish, Persian music, and the songs of her father's native Turkey. Levy is a master of what The Guardian calls smoldering melodrama. A dynamic and captivating performer, she commands the stage as she leads a band that speaks as many musical languages as she does. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday, November 11th, Modigliani Quartet, named for Amadeo Modigliani, the Italian portraitist and sculptor. The rapturous quartet embraces a wide range of repertoire. Ever since these four close friends formed the quartet in 2003, after studying at the famed Paris Conservatory, they have recorded widely in the standard repertoire and brought to light works by many lesser-known composers. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Tuesday, November 14th, St. Thomas Choir. The St. Thomas Choir of Leipzig, whose most famous cantor was Johann Sebastian Bach, is one of the world's most enduring musical institutions. It was formed a few years ago, 1212, to provide music for church services. Friday, November 17th, Benjamin Grosvenor, piano, became a classical music star before he was a teenager. In 2004, at the age of 11, he won the BBC's Young Musician Competition, a victory that catapulted him to the most prestigious halls in the world and won him substantial critical acclaim. Saturday, November 18th, Duke performances, A Far Cry with Luciana Sousa, vocalist to Blue Hour. Since its launch in 2007, Boston's A Far Cry has taken an unusual approach to the making of orchestral music. 17 musicians opted to start a communal self-conducted string symphony in which leadership was shared and feedback was offered from the ground up, not the top down. Thursday, November 30th, Joe Henry Residency on Influences, Take Me to the River. For three decades, the singer, songwriter, producer, and author Joe Henry has been shaping and reshaping a working definition of American music that is as rich and rewarding as that of any of his peers. He is an American folk singer in the bravest sense of the word. His work assimilates a century of this country's musical ideas and expressions into unforgettable songs. This Thursday, November 30th, is at Nasher Museum Auditorium. The residency continues on Friday, December 1st, on songwriting and recording. Is It Rolling Bob? This show, being held at Sound Pure, is sold out, but there may be cancellations. You never know. The final in this residency series is Saturday, December 2nd, debut of his new album in performance, Thrum, at Baldwin Auditorium. Then Thursday, December 7th, the Jack Quartet, American Music Number 1. In just a decade, the Jack Quartet has become one of the most enterprising and energized new music powerhouses in the world. Having won Lincoln Center's Martin E. Siegel Award in 2014 and worked with a veritable who's who of modern composers, the ensemble is, as the New York Times has proclaimed, a vital force in the new music world. And this is at Nelson Music Room. All right, taking a look at a couple of the performing venues in downtown Raleigh. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Thursday, November 9th. Dead Fish Orchestra with Maradine at 8:30. Friday, November 10th, the Sound of Fear Tour 2017. Goblin with Marconi Youth at 9. Saturday, November 11th, Sister Hazelwood, J.D. Eicher Trio at 8. Sunday, November 12th, The Maine with Dreamers and Night Riots at 7. Monday, November 13th, the Hype World Tour, Hoodie Allen with Luke Christopher and Miles Parrish at 8. Tuesday, November 14th, the Original Wailers with Ian Young at 8:30. And then Wednesday, November 15th, Babylon Tour, Ikele with Josh Pan and Y2K, that's at 7. The Ritz Club is located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows are at 8, unless noted. Friday, November 10th, Night Move Series featuring Bergore at 7. Saturday, November 11th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Heartbreaker. Saturday, November 18th, QDR's Hometown Throwdown benefiting the North Carolina Children's Hospital. That starts at 7:30. And Monday, November 20th, 95X Rocksgiving with Walk the Moon. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, November 8th, Sun-Dried Vibes with Resonated. Thursday, November 9th, Local Band Local Beer with Gray Young. 1970s Film Stock in Poinsettia. Friday, November 10th, The Fritz, along with Bella's Bar Talk. Saturday, November 11th, it's Jerry Garcia Band Cover Band and the Nitrogen Tone. Sunday, November 12th, it is the Last Mic Standing, Red Rose, at 8. Monday, November 13th, the Dust Bowl Revival with the Jag at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, November 14th. Elysium, along with Sleep Signals. And finally, Wednesday, November 15th, Hot Buttered Rum. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. Okay, folks, so long until next time. Thank you.